I remember, yeah, that's a little tricky. You know, I recorded that about 10 years ago. And it was written by, I think it was written by a guy named Slim Whitman. Remember him? I'm not sure he wrote it, but he sang it. In fact, he really sang it. I got to do this Asheville turnaround first. Now, a good friend of ours lived in Nashville, Tennessee. And we lived there because we're members of the Grand Ole Opry, you know. And we're usually playing the Grand Ole Opry unless we're in places like Utah, you know, like tonight. We can't be there tonight. They have a Friday night show and a Saturday night show and a Tuesday night show. So a lot of times the only time we can play it is on the Tuesday night, you know. Now, how did I get this story started? Oh, yeah, a friend of ours, he's a singer down there in Nashville, you know, he wrote this song. And he had a long-distance love affair. He had to drive every weekend 304.5 miles. He kept it down, over from Nashville to Asheville, North Carolina, across the mountains there, you know, to see this girlfriend. She was worth it. I don't know if he married her, but she was worth it, because he wrote this song about her, the Asheville Turnaround.
Gotcha.
I got it. But I tell you what,